Here's a check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. In a story in the Republican American, a Salisbury woman, wanted by authorities in Texas for fleeing prosecution on drug charges, was arrested in Canaan after being stopped and then let go in Torrington. Nikki Ray Sesta, 27, of Interlaken Road in Salisbury, was initially stopped by Torrington police on Sunday while driving a Jeep Cherokee. Police said there was a problem with her license plate, which was unreadable. Sesta's identification was checked through a nationwide computer system, but the check had not been completed by the time police allowed Sesta to go and left the scene of the stop. When police learned she was wanted for an outstanding warrant in Texas, city police alerted state police, who found the Jeep parked at a gas station in Canaan. Police then took Sesta into custody. She appeared yesterday for arraignment as a fugitive in Torrington Superior Court, where she waived extradition to be returned to Texas to answer charges of bail jumping and manufacture and delivery of a controlled substance. Sharon Board of Selectmen will have their regular meeting coming up. That'll be at 5:30 at Sharon Town Hall. Community Access to the Arts has an exhibit on view at Kimball Farms Care, 235 Walker Street in Lenox, as part of their Art on Tour Gallery Series. The exhibit will run through February the 28th. Running through March 9th, Bard College at Simon's Rock, in partnership with the James Weldon Johnson Foundation, presenting an exhibition of the inaugural Artist-in-Residence Program. Participants Daniel Hibbert, Selwyn Garraway, Susan Powers, Miss Lena Priestley, and Cheryl Riley, located in the Hillman Jackson Gallery at the Daniel Arts Center. The exhibition is open to the public daily while the college is in session. A panel discussion and reception with the artists will be announced at a later date. A Moonlight Allen Wildlife Prowl is set for Wednesday from 6:30 till 8 p.m. at the Lime Kiln Farm Wild Day of Sanctuary. You can enjoy a moonlit winter evening to listen to and watch for owls and other nocturnal wildlife, exploring fields, forests, wetlands, learning about animal adaptations for hunting at night. The warm-up with tea and hot cocoa after the walk. The fee for members, $6, adults, $3 for children, non-members, adults, $8, children, $4. You can register online, massaudubon.org/pleasantvalley. A Lenten soup and bread supper. The Lenten soup and bread supper with worship series this year at St. John in the Wilderness, Copaic Falls, is scheduled for Wednesday beginning at 6:30 with supper followed at 7:15 with a service. The Region 1 ABC Committee will hold a meeting at the Central Office Conference Room on the 28th at 7 p.m. Now, the main part of this meeting will be superintendent job description discussion, action is anticipated, and the superintendent evaluation discussion, a call to action on safety and security of students, and then they will adjourn. Sharon Green Committee has a special meeting coming up on Thursday at 12 noon at Sharon Town Hall. You can be part of the United Nations World Wildlife Day at Trevor Zoo to help save big cats. March 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, World Wildlife Day 2018, celebrated under the theme Big Cats, Predators Under Threats. It is going on at the Trevor Zoo at Millbrook School in Millbrook, New York. More information, millbrook.org/page/trevor-zoo-home. Red Hook Public Library All Abilities Kids Music and Movement returns this March at 1 p.m. Saturday, March 2nd, in the library's community room. Simple movement exercises, rhythm making, singing, and dancing with live music. Annual dance performance of the Hotchkiss Dance Company happening March 2nd and 3rd at 7:30 at the Walker Auditorium at the Hotchkiss School. Free admission. More information, hotchkiss.org/arts. A Bidwell House Museum History Talk is coming up on Saturday, March 3rd. It's East Rock is Falling by Bernie Drew, Berkshire historian and author. It'll be held at 10 a.m. at the Monterey Community Center on Main Road in Monterey and is free. March 2nd through the 18th, Ragtime, the musical, winner of 9 Tony Awards at the Center for Performing Arts in Rhinebeck, New York. March 2nd, Torrington Warner Theater, an acoustic evening with Lyle Lovett and Sean Colvin. The singer-songwriters are longtime friends. They'll share their music and stories beginning at 8 p.m. The Mad Gardeners Group holding their annual symposium on Saturday at 8:30 at Housatonic Valley Regional High School. Gardening with Wildlife, the Balancing Act, is this year's theme. The snow date will be March 4th. More information or registration at 860-355-3429 or 860-355-1547. Cornell University Cooperative Extension, Columbia and Greene Counties, has a seed-starting workshop Saturday, March 3rd from 10 till noon. $15 per person includes material. To register, 518-828-3346, extension 0 in Hudson, or 518-6229-8222. 20, Extension 0 in Accra. The Kent Art Association's 26th Annual Student Art Show, an exhibition of artwork in all mediums by young artists from Northwest Connecticut and New York State, public and private secondary schools. Judges are awarding the winner photographer, Karen Smith, and the president, Connie Horton. Show dates are March 3rd and 4th and March 10th and 11th from 1 till 5. Admission is free. KentArt.org. There'll be a pancake breakfast on Sunday from 11 till 2, immediately following the 10 a.m. Eucharist. Best breakfast in town. This happens at St. John's Church in Salisbury between 11 and noon. Berkshire Botanical Gardens' first gallery show of 2018, Anastasia Terena's Fairy Tale Botanical World, an exhibition of botanical drawings, fairies, and more. It'll run through March 5th in the Garden Center House. Lenhardt Galleries, 5 West Stockbridge Road. Stockbridge Gallery hours are weekends 11 to 3, weekdays by appointment at 413-320-4794. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlake at interlakenin.com and Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 399.28 to 25,709.27 yesterday. The NASDAQ starts off today at 7421.46 and the S&P 500 2779.60. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.